listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have Michael Hudson with me. He is the CEO and chairman of Hannon Metals. It is a company that has a world-class exploration target in Peru. It's a sedimentary-hosted copper-silver target that is something you really want to keep your eyes on, and so I'm really happy to have Michael with me again. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Jay, it's always a pleasure. Good morning from down under.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock, and I guess you're in Melbourne, right?
I am in Melbourne.
Yeah. So, Hannon Metals, your company trades in Toronto under the symbol HAN, and you can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol HANNF. 81 million shares outstanding, 39 cents a share, 32 million market cap. It's a baby. It's a real baby. Compared to what I think investors might be looking at in the near future. So I'd like to proceed by asking you to a couple of different things. I know that the San Martin project is the name of the project. And what can investors look forward to in 2021? That's what we're looking, what we really want to know. Talk to us about the recent news. Well, first of all, maybe just for the sake of investors that haven't followed this story so far, just give us an overview of what you have and the tremendous size and potential grades and scope of the size of the San Martin project.
Thanks, Jay. So San Martin is in northeastern Peru. It is in really frontier territory. We've been first movers over the last few years and staked something like 660 square kilometers of tenure over 120 kilometers, and within that 120 kilometers, we've been finding consistently very high grade copper and silver. It's a style of mineralization that we call sediment hosted. So it forms in layers within certain rocks, and so we know those certain rocks exist over that large area, and we've been finding them where we've been predicting them in that layer cake or pancake stratigraphy. So it has great context. It's very early stage. We are first movers. We created a staking rush in the area. The grades look phenomenally good. You know, copper is there's more going to be more copper mined over the next 20 years than has been consumed for the history of the earth. So in the right commodity, and really other than a slowdown this year because of the COVID pandemic, that's the only thing that's really held us back. We're back on the ground now and ready to make further discoveries with a great partner.
Yeah, the great partner, and that's the big news. A project the size that you're looking at there would be quite a daunting task for a junior to make, because you're going to have to spend a lot of money, I imagine, drilling, exploring, developing. And so talk to us about your partner that you just signed an agreement with JOGMEC. That's JOGMEC. I'm not sure right now what an acronym stands for, but it's a Japanese entity, a very important, I guess, government-connected Japanese entity that helps promote mining of Japanese companies. Do I have that right?
Yes, Jay. It's Japanese Oil, Gas and Metals National Corporation, to get the acronym correct. And it is the Japanese government, and it is the arm of the Japanese government that is mandated to look for new opportunities for metal supply for the future for Japan and Japanese industry. So it's a very forward-looking government body that basically backs people like ourselves. And the deal that we've done with JOGMEC is without a doubt, I think if your listeners were to do their own due diligence, one of the best and most solid joint ventures in our space over the last year. It really is quite the deal.
And can you talk just a little bit about that joint venture? What are the terms of it? And then maybe perhaps talk a little bit about what the plans might be in 2021 in conjunction with JOGMEC.
For sure. So just to give you a bit of a pre-warning, we can talk about JOGMEC, and that is the key part of the story to discuss today. But we also have a second prong that is been building up, and I can give you a little taste of that as we round up this conversation for the company in Peru also. So going back to the JOGMEC deal itself, it's a serious deal. It's $35 million US dollars that JOGMEC have committed in stages to spend on this project with us. In the first 4 years, they're going to spend $8 million US dollars on the high-risk exploration part of the project. And until they spend that $8 million, they don't have any ownership whatsoever. Once they spend that, they get to 51%. And then there's a staged approach of spending another $12 million to take the project forward to a pre-feasibility, and then another stage after that, a $15 million expenditure to bring it to a feasibility study. So in total, that's $35 million. Hannon retains 100% ownership and management of the project for the first 4 years as we're going through that higher risk exploration stage. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of this deal is that it's going to cost shareholders zero to participate in this. If JOGMEC eventually spend their $35 million, they'll own 75% of the project. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty unique situation and minimizes dilution, of course, for shareholders because it would take quite some capital to get to that point ourselves with raising equity.
So from the 75%, if and when they earn that, then you'll be on the hook for the 25%, I guess, going forward at that stage.
Yeah, it's quite a complex deal. There's a few options there. They can, at that point of feasibility, on feasibility, they can purchase another 10% from us at market, which would help fund the project for us. Or there's an agreement that they can fund us through loans through to production, and then that's paid back from production, or we go alone. So it just mm-hmm. depends on where things are at. But there's a number of built-in safeguards, I suppose, for not being outspent by the Japanese government if we get to a point where they're going very hard and for example the market's not there at the time. But this is a big deal with one of the best partners in the space, the Japanese government, who are well known for backing big discoveries and putting those high risk dollars in and having patient capital to allow us to succeed.
Yeah, well, they certainly must see something big, or they wouldn't be there. That's for sure. And then, or they're potentially something big. Do you expect to be making some announcements about the exploration program for next year? Will that be coming out sometime soon?
Yes, we've got teams on the ground. Jay, as we speak, our president of the company actually flew. He's based in Sweden, down to Peru. So international travel, with caution, mm-hmm. has started again. And then we've got the rest is an in-country team. So they're out there bashing the rocks and making the discoveries and collecting all that data that we said we will with ferocity at the moment. So there'll be a steady stream of news flow from this project, this JOGMEC joint venture, without a doubt in the new year and going forward. We're not planning to stop.
And then, as you mentioned, you have some ground that's not subject to this joint venture agreement. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what your plans might be there on that ground?
So just reminding you that we did the deal with JOGMEC on 660 square kilometers. Uh-huh. And we've also been working up over the last 6 months a second stage strategy for copper and silver and copper and gold in Peru. We feel the areas in which we're working are the high jungle areas of Peru. They're really one of the untapped terrains of the world, a true frontier, and that's why we've been able to make such a vast basin-scale discovery already. But we feel that we're in a pretty good position with our ability to work in those areas, our ability to gain access and work with the local stakeholders and local people. So we've actually increased our land holding, and you'll see more about this coming to the table over the next week or so. But it's public information, and if you wanted to check in the records in Peru, that we've staked 1,200 square kilometres more in our own right. So two-thirds of the area that we have in the company is now being explored in our own right to basically load up and do exactly what we've done in 2020 again in 2021 and aim to make another big discovery and potentially bring in another partner or explore it in our own right.
Mm-hmm. Gold copper is the target there, is it?
Well, it's both. It's
a different
both
kind of a different hosted. Kind of a. Yeah.
It's both the sediment hosters. We've got projects around the JOGMEC joint venture that, and then there's a second style with a more porphyry, alkalic porphyries, which are typically copper gold. So that's the two pronged approach that we've been working up.
Great. All right. Well, it sounds like you're in pretty good shape. How about financing? You're okay. You're not going to have to raise money now, or not very much, I guess, with JOGMEC spending on the on that first set of claims.
No, JOGMEC have been very generous. They backdated the deal back to the 1st of April. So actually, we're getting a cash call that will be paid into our accounts shortly. That will be about half of the $1 million expenditure that we aim to spend before the end of March. That's the mm-hmm. stage one or first year, and that started back in April. So they've been very generous in that respect, and we've got about $2 million in Canadian in the bank the moment. So mm-hmm. so we're very well positioned, Jay, fully funded for a very large part of our ground and starting earlier stage work on stage two.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to the news, the news releases as they come out. Certainly a story that I want to keep my subscribers up to date on and listeners to this show as well. Anything else, Michael?
No, we're motivated by discovery. We've got 35 million good reasons to demonstrate why this first one is looking very encouraging with one of the best partners, and we're ready to do it again, Jay. Thanks for having me over there. I wish everyone a good afternoon.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for getting up so early to talk to us, Michael. It's very good to have you with us, and all the best to you. Happy New Year, and a happier one, hopefully, than 2020, which is had its challenges, no doubt about that, but you have continued to work and move the project forward as best you could and have made some good progress, the way it sounds, 2020 as well. So thanks a lot for everything, and we'll look to keep up with you going forward, Michael.
Stay safe, Jay. Thank you.
All righty. Folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away. Alistair McLeod will be with me right after the commercial break to talk about inflation roadmap, the inflation roadmap that he sees, why we are inevitably heading towards a decline in our currency and a rise in prices denominated in that currency. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Alistair McLeod.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
NV Gold Corp, trading under NVX on the TSX and NVGLF on the OTC, is a gold exploration company focused on uncovering the next multi-million ounce gold deposit in North America. With an aggressive exploration season ahead in 2020, a tight share structure, strong management ownership, key strategic investors including Eric Sprott, a globally recognized technical team, technical coverage from industry gold experts, and cash in its treasury. Visit nvgoldcorp.com to learn more on this exciting story.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.